No music. We're just going to get right into it. Welcome to the podcast.
And go! Welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast. I am one of your hosts, Gar the Nelson.
I'm Jen Barr.
We are members of the Japanese Professional Mahjong League.
Yes.
In case this is your first time tuning in. Let's see, did we get to play any Mahjong this week? Did you play any Mahjong this week?
No.
No?
I watched Poker Alley.
Oh, that's right, you were in Macau. I got to play in, Judansan, 10 Steps Tournament. And I did move up one step, which is actually a half a step, because of the way they break up our...
So you're in the first level of four.
Of four, yes. I am Yondan, I am fourth level, but because there are so many people in Renmei lately, they can't really divide up the fourth Dan, the fourth step. They can't let as many people just move on from that. So they divide up the fourth Dan into two levels, while then later, I think the sixth and seventh Dan get put back together. So, I was calling...
If they could do that, they could just do all the fours together and separate six and seven.
Yeah. I don't understand how that ends up making the tournament work any better. I think what they're really afraid of is ending up with a lot of people coming up from the bottom. And so they really want to create it in such a way that it ends up just being half and half and half and half all the time. and so we were... when I went to League a couple weeks ago, one of the guys was like, "Oh, Garth, look at your arguing paid off because they've changed the seeding system." And okay, it's true they did take out some of the seeds, but I kind of get the feeling the way that they did it is
the seeds they took out are the ones that you're probably not so much against, because it's like.
It actually
they just
adds...
won the year before, and so right. They just get like a free ticket. They won an event and get a free ticket for a year, and then they lose it if they don't win anything. So those seeds aren't bad, I think. Those are kind of just like rewards for winning.
And the other thing is, this tournament is it's 100% about seeding.
Yeah.
So this is the one tournament I was never going to make the seeding argument anyway, because that's the basis of the tournament.
Right.
All right. Okay. If you're gonna make a tournament like about that, then go ahead and run it that way, and that's fine. And then, you know, for other tournaments, let's do them fairly, and let's have everybody start from zero, and let's actually have a competition between everybody. And what I think really they've done with the seeding system now, the way they worked it out this year, is they're trying to prevent having another sort of incident like where Horiuchi or somebody like Horiuchi not only manages to win the tournament, but then is, through the seeding system, is still in the tournament for, you know, several years running when they really don't like that kind of person being there.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see also, you know, for later tournaments, if any of their seeding also changes, because that will obviously be a large indicator as to their motivations behind changing, behind actually changing the seeding. So yeah, I did manage to make it out of the first half of my step into the second half, where I ended up being at the same table as Hisato. And the first two games, I was second place and third place, but they were positives. I had a big positive for the second game, and then in the third game, I actually came back from kind of very few points. Took a whole bunch of points from Hisato to get to positive. Going to the third game, I was plus 30 points above everybody else, which should have been pretty easy for me to advance. But then the last game, I threw 2,600 points on the first hand, and then the rest of the game, it was just like everybody drawing monsters the entire game. And I got down to where I was sort of in trouble. But if I'd really kind of thought about it, I think I could have still just played to lose, but not lose so big. And I probably would have actually been able to advance. But instead, I panicked a little bit and ended up throwing a big one to the guy that was in last place.
No, I hate it when I do that. It's like
yeah, it was really kind of just
okay. What is the only place that I cannot
right
deal to? And yep, there it is.
Yeah, here. he was making a stand. He was kind of he was playing pretty well actually in that last game. And I really did not need to deal into him. I was kind of panicking when actually I still probably had enough points to sort of slide in second place. But kind of funny, because of the way they've divided up the steps, it's supposed to be the 10 steps tournament, yeah. But I was, so Ju Dansen. But I was calling it Tekito Dansen, and I actually tweeted about that. Tekito is kind of... the word itself means as appropriate,
yeah, except proper.
Right, but the way it's used generally now is sort of as a sarcastic as appropriate sort of... you're kind of
like
just
the
doing...
the only sarcastic word in Japanese.
Yeah, well, except for... they also say ikagen in much the same way.
That's true. Yes, the sarcastic words are decided, and they're the only ones that are understood
right.
As sarcastic.
And so, having tweeted, Tekito Dansen, I didn't do so well, and I said something about how having played appropriately throughout the tournament so far, why did I not just continue playing appropriately through to the end? Because it is the appropriate. Steps tournament, and of course the reason I'm saying that is because they split up the our or at least my fourth step into two steps, while later on they just put two steps together. You're just kind of just setting it up so that it works all right for you guys and whatever. You don't really care about us. I actually got a call from one of the higher ups to say, and he was kind of polite about it because he sort of let me off the hook as if I didn't really know what my Japanese meant. He was like. The Tekito, like, I think I see what you're saying there, but, Tekito also has this meaning, like Ikagen, and so I was thinking, maybe deleting the tweet might be
oh my God.
Advisable.
It's really hard to tell, though, if he was doing that to save you face,
yeah,
or if he really thinks that you don't understand what you're saying.
Right, I do wonder, but I did sort of let him continue to believe that I did not really understand what I was saying. And I eventually, after the next day, I deleted it just to give everybody a little bit more chance to see it. I don't know. I wonder how many people saw that and what people think. He definitely, he saw fit to actually call me that night and complain about it.
It's amazing that you should tweet more things that they call you about.
yes. I wonder. And he was saying, as a representative of Renmei, he thinks it would be advisable for me to, think about my words a little bit more. I was like, I didn't really want to say. Well, actually, I thought, and that's what I came up with.
Yeah, specifically.
I wanted a reaction, and I seem to have gotten it. I think I chose my words pretty well.
Well, in that case, it kind of negates it if you pretend like you don't know what your Japanese meant.
That's true. I am going to bring it up on Thursday when I see him at study group and say, if it's okay for you guys to just appropriately put the tournament together, why is it so wrong for me to call it the appropriate tournament? Just see what sort of reaction I get. I think lately they're starting to really think of me as noisy, annoying foreigner.
Yeah. Well, sure that thanks to that, they now think of me of that way, too. So they pretty much believe that we're both exactly the same.
That's true. We do get lumped into the same sort of category all the time, just because we are from the same place.
The funny thing is that these are pretty much the only issues we ever have the same opinion on. For most things, we have
pretty much diametrically opposed views on just about everything.
Sometimes they might even have similar outcomes, but definitely different views for it, except for the things that they are wrong about. They're exactly spot on the exact same opinions for all those.
Yeah,
like, that really proves that we're right.
Yeah, I can't believe the way the arguments always run. Like, you know, when I bring up the seating system, then their argument for why it's a good system is, in the end, well, you just don't like it because you lose and you can't win it in the system. I was like, really? So that's your argument for why it's a good system, is that I'm arguing against it? Like, could you actually ever make an argument for something?
Well, okay, they said the tennis thing, right? So, like,
I brought up tennis.
Oh, really? So, yeah. Like, a lot of people who already have won a lot are invited to certain tennis tournaments, and other people have to win their way into the tournament. Okay, so we can say, yeah, it's a similar system to that. Okay, if we're going to accept that, are you not allowed to faint in tennis?
Oh, yeah.
And pretend like you're going to move a different direction because it's a dirty trick play?
Yeah.
And it's going to confuse your opponent, and that's not fair?
What? I don't know how to further... It's like having a discussion about anything that people feel really strongly, and you can't... There's just no reasoning anymore. Like, trying to, you know, reason with Americans about guns. Like, it's really just... They have this idea, they know what they think is correct, and there's no amount of reasoning or evidence or anything that is going to change their minds about what's going on. And, I mean, all the points that we made about shamisen, it just seems obvious, right? I mean,
well, the problem is I would be happy to come in and argue with you, but then they're just going to be like, oh, well, you guys just think different than Japanese people.
We don't, though. I mean, they're...
I know, but that's what they're going to tell us. That's the only argument we're going to get from it. I mean, that's the only reaction we're going to get from it. Do you know what I mean? If I come in, we need somebody that they respect to say the exact same thing.
Well, yeah, and that's...
But a lot of people on Twitter said the same things as us. A lot of professional Mahjong players in other leagues.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And I wonder, so when I had this discussion a couple weeks ago with one of our good friends that we've done a lot of work with, and he ends up doing a lot of sort of officiating and helping out with the tournaments, and I think he is also in the board of advisors. I wonder if the reason he said what he did in our discussion about shamisen was because he was in front of another person who's very high up in the league. Because I do think there is a fair amount of that also, that people just, depending on who they're in front of, they're gonna say one thing. And so a lot of people have been really supportive of me having that argument. And when I said that to our company, our president, his reaction was like, well, that's just what they say to you.
Except that they have no reason to come say it to you out of the blue.
Yeah.
And they're saying it out of the blue. It's not like you're saying, what do you think? And they're saying, oh, you're right. They're just bringing it up. So clearly, no.
Yes.
They're just not saying that to you.
And...
This is going to be another... We need to find another topic for this podcast.
Well, yeah, we just aren't playing enough Mahjong lately.
So I'm pretty sure I'm going to stay in silver again.
Oh, yes.
League next month.
I
keep talking about moving up to gold, and then I never do.
I think I have qualified for gold,
having beat me.
Yes.
But all the time.
You helped me get to a plus 89. Thank you.
Alright. I think I'm a little bit negative. I don't remember. I just played as many times as I could.
To move up from silver to gold, you just have to be positive, or do you have to be...
No, you have to be in, like, the top half of the positive or something.
Top half? Oh, wow.
Something like that.
I wonder if I'm...
Because I was positive last time and I didn't move up.
Really?
Yeah. To move up from bronze to silver, you just have to be positive. From silver to gold is a little bit tougher.
Huh. Okay. Well, maybe I should play a little more just to solidify my...
It's over.
It's over for this month?
Yeah.
Really?
Pretty sure.
There's another... one day of the weekend.
I don't think that they do it that weekend.
Huh. It's so weird the way it all gets... The schedule gets broken up. Because every once in a while, like, it'll be the weekend, and then you just can't even... There's nothing happening. I don't understand.
Yeah, we just need more players on Run Run. Hey, everyone, come play on Run Run with us.
Yes. because lately it seems like the numbers on Run 1 are falling. Do you play Sanma on Run 1?
Yeah, I play whatever they have on that day when I have time. So Sanma they often have on Mondays, so I try to play them again.
There seems to be premium time on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It goes back and forth between Sanma and...
I often get in the top three of the pros.
Nice.
Wait, I play Sanma.
Do you see where that's ranked somewhere, or... Mm-hmm. Oh, where's that ranked?
I don't know, there's a link on the Ronron client.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know, all these rankings that you keep finding somewhere, I don't know where to find them.
It's because I'm a narcissist. I just have to know how good I am.
Alright. You may be a narcissist, but I have a hard time believing that you're out narcissisting me.
How have you not found it yet?
I'm just not very smart, I guess.
I'm just Googling your name all the time?
I'm a dumb narcissist. Huh.
I did stop Googling my name.
I have not Googled myself for a little while.
For a little while. Yeah.
But yes, a little more Ronron would be a little more Ronron action would be nice. It would be nice if there were enough people on all the time that you could just have the league all the time.
Yeah.
But yes, baby steps. And you know, there is always this conversation about trying to get the game going on in America and
Europe. 8 years. And
not really sure what the holdup is. Every time he makes an objection and then I say, well, you know, there's this sort of solution, it sort of just gets glossed over.
Yep.
So it's hard to say. It's hard to tell exactly what sort of...
Well, at least he's just not glossing over my... suggestions, because I'm a girl, then.
Yes. It's hard to tell.
Keep glossing over your solutions, too.
Where are we getting it wrong?
Well, so we love being in Renmei. Actually, I really love being in Renmei.
Yes. I do like playing Mahjong, and I just wish, I had more chances to play lately, since I don't work at a Mahjong parlor anymore, and that's, I think, where
you
I...
You should come play on Sunday.
I should come play on Sunday, except that, you don't know what time you're starting, huh?
Probably 3.
3 o'clock. It probably works for at least an hour or so. Oh, but in Kawasaki, huh? Yeah. Kawasaki.
That's where your soccer team is, Mahjong.
It's true, except that it's, well, Kawasaki is a big area, Kawasaki City. Is it? It's close to Kawasaki Station.
That's a very good question.
Yes, the soccer team is pretty far up the river from the actual city of Kawasaki.
I had a feeling it was like on Yamanote though.
Yamanote.
Like in.
Kawasaki is in Kanagawa.
I understand that.
Yamanote is.
Do you understand that also the stuff at Haneda Airport is in Kawasaki? Or right next to Haneda Airport. The place that I park when I go to Haneda Airport is actually in Kawasaki City.
Wow. Did not know that. But, Yamanote Line, I don't think it's very close to... You still have to take the Yurikamome, whatever that thing is, monorail to the airport, which is a pretty good trek.
Yeah.
It's a good 25... it's probably like 30 minutes for me just to get to the river.
Yeah, it's pretty far. let's see.
It's near Kawasaki Station?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, if any of you happen to be in Japan on this weekend, the last weekend of June, Jen will be playing on Sunday at... What's the name of the place again?
Yeah, it's right by Kawasaki Station. Kabo.
Kabo. Near Kawasaki Station. Please come and play with us. And later, we can all go to the beer festival in Ebisu after we play a little bit of Mahjong.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's a plan.
Right by Kawasaki Station.
Right by the station.
We should come.
So it's about a 45-minute ride, probably, from Nakameguro.
Really?
I'm guessing.
Let's go to Shinagawa. It's like 2 stops from Shinagawa. To Kawasaki Station.
Yes, but those are big stops. Like, that's the sort of...
5 minutes each.
That's like the expressive train.
Yeah, but it only takes like 5 minutes to get to each stop. It's like 10 minutes from Shinagawa.
Yes, by fast train.
Or ride the fast train, then!
It's true, I could actually go by train. Train is an option.
Just really don't want to play Mahjong?
I really don't want to spend any money. Except on beer.
You should just win.
I can spend money on beer. That's where.
Are you so sure you're going to lose?
Lately, I lose a lot. Actually, that's not entirely true. Lately, finally, in the last week or two, my fight club and study group games have suddenly improved. So I had a pretty rough couple months where I was just losing. And then finally a week and a half ago, I had a couple wins. So the other day on Fight Club, I actually managed to win half of my 17 games. Half. So maybe my slump is at least over for a little while. Anybody who actually also is in Japan, we are in a new slot machine game that was just released on yesterday.
Yes.
So if
it's
you,
from 1 to 7.
1 to 7. You're there from 1 to 7. Oh, see, I could even come earlier.
Yeah, come earlier.
Perfect. And if you are near a slot store,
you should take care of my dog too, so we can all go drink together. Or your someone at your house should take care of my dog.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, if you want to come drinking, you can just stay over.
Well, I'm going to drink, like, udon cha, but oh, okay. I still join you.
Right. Yes, so that's our plan on Sunday. And our plan, my plan for sometime this week is to go to a slot machine place and...
I think
show.
They're still called pachinko parlors.
Are they still called
even
pachinko parlors?
Slot machine.
I wasn't sure what to call it.
Yeah, they're usually in the same shop.
And show off to my girlfriend about me playing.
And whoever happens to be there.
Right, from the
other. Like,
dude,
look!
Me!
Do you remember when Mahjong Fight Club first came out and we were out with like my friend from high school? And we were like, our game came out today, and we really wanted to actually go play it, but my friend was just in town, so we had to go drink with him. But then we went past an arcade, and, like, the people working, it was, like, a small arcade, and they had the machines in there. And the guy working there was, like, looking at our brochure with our names in it, and we were at the window just, like, knocking, like, that's us! And he was looking at the brochure, so he was actually looking at our faces, and he looks up, and there's us, like... plastered against the window. That's a good memory.
Yes. Our narcissism showing through. Our narcissism was showing. So yes, that'll be fun to go check out. If you want to get in touch with us, I am Garth E, GARTHEEE on Twitter, and Garth E with only one E at reachmahjong.com if you want to send mail. Jen... you
JENN at reachmahjong.com or mahjongjen with one N each.
One N each.
For Twitter.
We do always like to hear from you. It's fun to hear your comments or get your questions and discuss some stuff on the air. Since we have definitely beaten the shamisen horse to death, unless we get some new material on shamisen or a new incident to blabber about. Maybe we'll have to try to find a new subject. So yeah, come see us on Sunday if you're in town, and otherwise we'll be coming back at you again next week.
Oh, also I'll be in Sendai on the 21st.
Oh yeah,
I'm not sure. I guess we can put this podcast up Saturday. I'll put up last week's today and this one up Saturday. So come tomorrow to Kabo in Kawasaki
if you manage to listen right away.
Yes.
As soon as it's put up.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for listening, and catch you later.
See ya.